What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Fifth Quarter Sports Show. I'm Jay, along with my co-host Chase, and what a show we have in store for you today. Y'all asked for it, and now we're doing it. It's a debate to end all debates, Michael Jordan versus LeBron James. You don't want to miss it. Let's go.
Another great intro by my co-host, my partner in crime, Jay. But like you said, today we're going to talk about who is the GOAT of the NBA. I'm on the correct side, Michael Jordan, who is the GOAT, and he's on the hater side, the, you know, LeBron people that
it's LeBron, don't really man. Know,
that really don't know what they're talking about. They're like, LeBron's the GOAT and this and that. And I mean, he's wrong.
He is.
No, he's not.
He is.
You need help. People like you need
help. What do you mean people like me need help? He's the GOAT. Like,
no.
Yeah.
In what ways? That's why we're here. That's why we're here. I'm going to enlighten my friend.
Enlighten me. Let's do it.
Okay, so I think Michael Jordan dominates in every era. He dominated in the hardest era of basketball, the most physical one to me. And I think if he were to play today, he would average anywhere from 40 to 50 because this era is soft. He would get everybody in foul trouble, and his game just transitions easily throughout any era. I mean, the dude is just a pure scorer. I think he's the best scorer ever. And again, I don't think LeBron would dominate like Michael in every era. I think LeBron is soft.
Okay.
Dude, LeBron flops and cries. The NBA had to issue a warning the other day. LeBron, don't flop. You think Michael flopped? No, he just took it in and dunked on your head. That's my first argument. LeBron is soft. He wouldn't dominate in every era, and Michael Jordan would. Michael Jordan would average 45 a game in today's NBA. Easily. Bradley Beal's averaging 35, and Bradley Beal's not ever in a GOAT discussion. Bradley Beal's a great player. He's a great scorer, but he's not Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan would average 45. LeBron's like averaging – I don't even know if he's ever averaged 30. Once or twice in his career, maybe.
All right. Well, here we go. So, I think LeBron is the GOAT because all you talked about was scoring. I agree with you on that. Michael Jordan's a better scorer than LeBron. But that's because LeBron chooses not to score. You cannot tell me with LeBron James' physical ability that he could not average 35, 40 points if he wanted to. Okay? But however, because he's so big, it's the same concept as like offensive linemen. Like you don't have as much energy as a much smaller Michael Jordan. And so he may not be able to run up and down the court for the same amount of time that Michael Jordan could have, which a lot of Michael Jordan's points came off of like fast breaks and a lot of steals. And LeBron gets his numbers too off of those as well, especially when he was younger, but not near as what Michael Jordan got. So I'll give you that one. LeBron is not the scorer Michael Jordan was. However, when you say GOATs, greatest of all time, we're not saying the greatest scorer of all time. I'm not saying the greatest winner of all time. I'm saying the greatest basketball player of all time.
Like all around, rebounds, assists, everything.
All around, yes. And so that's what GOAT means.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So LeBron James is that, for me, is the GOAT because while per game in his career, Michael Jordan averages 30.1 points a game. Man, that's incredible. All right. LeBron averages 27. For somebody that's not a known scorer, that's pretty good. That's not even pretty good. That's amazing. Okay. But rebounds, LeBron averages 7.5. Mike averages 6.2. Okay.
I think that helps Michael. LeBron is way bigger than Michael. He should have way more rebounds.
It doesn't hurt Michael, that's for sure. All right, assist, 7.4. to 5.3. All right, in favor of LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's where it starts to get kind of fun. Turnovers. Michael Jordan edges him by one, as far as one fewer turnover per game. So it's like basically like it's like 2 to 3.
Yeah.
Okay. Field goal percentage. LeBron leads them by a point. It's like 50% to 49%. 3-point percentage. LeBron leads them by almost 3%. So 35% to 32%. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is over their career. And so then I looked at how many games they've played. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like total. And LeBron's still going. And so while Jordan did have some years that he sat out, he chose to sit those years out. So I can, I get to count those years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so just like we would count years, if LeBron got hurt and he sat out an entire season, we count his first years with his first year with the Lakers, that counts towards his career. That counts towards his GOAT argument. It was a crappy year. He didn't even make the playoffs, but it still counts. And so,
and I will say this, I think he didn't make the playoffs because he got hurt. I think that would have made it clearly. I'm not going to argue that, but
right. And so, and I agree with that, but I think the fact that he was aging, he wasn't, I mean, we've seen him in the past, especially those first years with Cleveland, where, I mean, he was the only guy. There was like nobody else. I think like, I can't remember that big 7-foot center.
Anderson Varejao?
Okay, that was one of them. There was another one. Like,
I mean, dude, I would have no clue.
Ilgauskas or something like that. But
nobodies.
I mean, not nobodies, but like they were. I mean,
you can't remember them.
Yeah, they're nobodies. That's harsh. But I think it was like Zydrunas Ilgauskas or something like that. And I could be way off, but for some reason, that's the name that's popping into my head. I mean, he was not a bad center, but the Cavs didn't have anybody else. They tried to get Shaq that one year. That was a train wreck for Shaquille O'Neal at the very end of his career. But other than that, so we've seen LeBron carry the team by himself into the playoffs, but then lose. And we saw he went to the finals one year with the Cavs early in his career. I think it was his fourth season in the NBA. He went to the finals, lost to the Spurs, but everybody was losing to the Spurs at that time. So, I mean, I don't necessarily hold that against him because the Spurs were loaded and the Cavs had nobody but LeBron.
I don't fault him for that one, even being an MJ guy. I don't fault him for that one.
Right. And so yeah, I mean, once again, looking at their whole career, LeBron leads in every statistical category except for steals and turnovers. And so he's got more games. He's played more games. He's got about 3,000 more points than Michael Jordan. About 3,000 more rebounds than Michael Jordan. About 4,000 more assists. He's got more blocks, but it's a lot closer than you would think. So, Mike was the man defensively too.
Mm-hmm.
And he's played almost like 9,000 more minutes over his career than Michael Jordan did. And so, now granted, I think Michael Jordan played, what, 13 years?
Yeah, I believe so.
And LeBron's in what, like year
17?
17 or 18?
That's not right. So I think 17.
So, yeah. So, I mean, there's more years there for sure. Michael Jordan took all. He retired, I think, what, 94, 95?
In his prime.
Right, in his prime to play baseball. His decision. Mm-hmm. I don't think if he doesn't retire, I don't even think this is a discussion.
I think he non-peats.
But the fact that he did makes it a discussion. The fact that he quit after the 98 season also makes this a discussion, because I think they continue winning until probably 99. No, 99 would have been that year they would have faced the Spurs at some point. And I think the Spurs might have got them. But
and then you had young Kobe and Shaq.
Yeah,
that was a little bit later, but, you know, coming on.
Those guys were coming up. So anyway, so that's why I think LeBron's the GOAT. But I'm so eager to hear what else you have to say about Michael Jordan.
Okay, so what
crap,
I just want to make sure I heard this right. I just want to make sure I heard this right. What stats does LeBron have over Jordan? So you give him rebounds? and you give him assists, right? And then, you know,
not per game, not per game, all time. There's
Even per game.
No, well, they're 4-4 per game. They're like, there's a lot of ties there. Like blocks per game is a tie. All right. Mm-hmm. Minutes per game is a tie.
What is the assist per game look like?
It's 7.4 LeBron, 5.3 uh-huh. Jordan.
And then rebounds. LeBron rebounds. Has a slight edge per game, right?
Slight about 1.5 rebound more per game.
I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. The way I'm looking at this, this still helps Michael Jordan over LeBron, in my opinion, because LeBron should have more rebounds. That shouldn't even be close. I mean, Michael Jordan had the best rebounder ever in Dennis Rodman. That's not his job.
For like two years or three years. Like
he's still a point guard.
He had a 13-year season, and you're gonna give point the man that kind of credit. Not a point guard, he was a shooting guard.
Okay, so just go ahead.
LeBron
wins in rebounding.
Yes,
LeBron wins in rebounding. I just consider him a point guard because he had the ball every time.
Okay, LeBron's a point guard too. LeBron's more of a point guard than Michael Jordan was.
Ooh,
he's leading in assist. He's smashing him in career assist.
Okay, well, here's where I was going to go with that. LeBron has had better teammates for his career than Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan had Scottie Pippen, who I don't really think is a scorer. Not like a prime D Wade, not like a prime Kyrie, not a prime AD, not a scorer in that asset. And Dennis Rodman's not a scorer either. The dude's just a straight rebounder. He's a baller, but don't get me wrong. So I think if you put Michael Jordan with D Wade, with Kyrie, with AD, his assists go up because he doesn't have to be that main guy, the main scorer anymore. But again, Michael Jordan in today's NBA, I think his assists go up. I think his rebounds go down. And I think his points per game go up. And I think I'm telling you.
And it might. They might. We'll never know. And you could be 100% right. And guess what? It still doesn't matter because the game has changed so much. So he could average, like you said at the beginning, Bradley Beal's averaging 35. Guess what? That team is trash. You can't even tell he's averaging 35.
Yeah, but it's a
Who
team.
Who cares?
Though. It's a team. I mean, right now we're talking about Michael Jordan versus LeBron. You know what I mean? Michael Jordan's averaging 45 a game in today's NBA.
So,
I think if you put LeBron in the older eras, he's good.
No, he's great. I mean, he's great. Talking about he's good.
But he's not Michael Jordan. He's not dominating.
He's dominating in an even tougher era.
If this is LeBron's era, he's not dominating in his era. He's making it to the finals, but he's not winning.
LeBron's
them.
not dominating in this era. In Michael Jordan's
era, you didn't win. You didn't win finals. He shut people out. He stopped other people from being great.
Look who he played.
Because it was his time.
Look who he played.
He played Hall of Famers. Karl Malone, John Stockton, Charles Barkley. What do you mean? The dude played – and back then they played like actual defense too. He played great teams.
I agree. Those guys are early on
he played
Larry Bird. Those guys are Hall of Famers, but you cannot compare those guys to who LeBron's had to play. You put that Bulls team against a Warriors team loaded with Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry, Draymond
Green.
How we play in the game.
If we're playing, right. In the older eras, Dennis Rodman's shutting them all down. He just fouled them. They're getting fouled out.
Maybe
they'll eject Dennis Rodman. I'm okay with that. But
LeBron is
that
in this era. LeBron's in this era.
The soft era.
You said Michael Jordan could come to this era and he would still dominate. He would still have 6 rings. He still wouldn't go to a game 7. He still would be undefeated in the finals. There's
absolutely
no way that Michael Jordan beats the Warriors with a Kevin Durant on that team. No way.
Okay, I'll give you that one. I mean, that's probably the greatest team ever. But then
again, probably to it. That's the greatest team ever.
Dream team?
Okay, that doesn't count.
I'm talking about, yeah, they play basketball. They're a dream team.
But that's not the that's a team pick, like handpicked by the NBA.
I still think it would be a good game, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
So thank you.
So here's who Michael Jordan faced in the finals throughout his career. Okay. In 91, he faced the Lakers. All right. In the finals that year, James Worthy averaged 19 points a game. Magic Johnson averaged 18 points a game. Okay. Who couldn't beat that? LeBron James would beat that.
They're okay. Playing defense back then.
Okay, maybe.
LeBron maybe. James may average 19 back then.
No, no way. No, have you seen how big he is? LeBron would just run over people. And the reason LeBron flops now.
No, he wouldn't. They would put him in the stands. What do you mean?
Is because he's allowed to flop. That's part of his era. That's part of the game.
He's so soft. I cannot believe you would say. You're telling me LeBron's just going to manhandle everybody in that era?
In that era, yes.
No.
Yes.
No, dude, they just fight him.
Well, maybe. But I think LeBron, you're a product of the environment you grew up in. And so LeBron flops because he's been allowed to do it his whole career. If he grew up in a tough era, you mean to tell me with his body and his athleticism that he wouldn't be able to adjust if that's how he played his entire life?
No, I mean, he would adjust, but I'm just saying he's not going to be as dominant. That's my argument.
How is he not going to be dominant? He's
because people are being just as equally physical with him.
But there's nobody that's his size with his speed.
I would also argue, if we're for the sake of the argument too, I don't think LeBron would be as athletic back then just because of the technology back then.
Okay, maybe. Could be a decent argument. But we'll never know that. I mean, the fact is we have LeBron the way he is against mm-hmm. Michael the way he is. And so, I mean, there's – in 92, they played the Blazers. Clyde Drexler averaged 24 points. Terry Porter averaged 16. And the list goes on and on. The only person that averaged the highest points per game in the finals that he ever faced was Charles Barkley. And Charles didn't have really any help. He had a Kevin Johnson who averaged 17 points a game.
Putting the clamps on people back then. We played defense.
Maybe. But that defense is not going to work against these three-point shooters in today's NBA.
But and Michael Jordan's still a three-point shooter, too.
LeBron's not a three-point shooter. Light it. What are you talking about?
I said Michael.
Okay, Michael's not a three-point shooter. 32% for your career is not a three-point shooter.
But the thing is I have a lot more faith in him to adjust his game than I do LeBron.
Maybe, but LeBron's got a higher three-point shooter percentage.
It's because nobody guards LeBron.
And so
being played.
The teams that LeBron's faced, a Spurs who was loaded. See, Michael Jordan never had to face a team that had three All-Stars on it. Like three legit All-Stars, okay? And we saw Michael Jordan at the end of his career on a Wizards team where he had a chance. He was the only guy. And we can sit here and say, oh, but he was old. And, well, still, he was in his 30s. LeBron's in his 30s, still winning championships. And so, I mean, for the Wizards, they were trash. And so that would have been the time that he should have averaged 40. He should have averaged 45. If he was capable of doing it, that would have been the time to do it. But no, he could only.
I think he was just old, man.
I mean, maybe. And I don't disagree with you. 38, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still.
Retired twice, too.
Yeah. 38. Well, I think we retired at 40. So maybe he turned 39, I think, that first year with the Wizards. And then that second year with the Wizards was his last. I want to say.
I want to say you're right.
So, yeah, he was either 39 or 40 years old when he retired. So, I mean, hear me say this, too. Like, I'm a Michael Jordan fan, dude. Like, Space Jam is one of my favorite movies of all time. But when I look at the overall LeBron James, like, as a player, that's who I'm going with. That's who I'm going with to get rebounds. I'm going with him to get assists. I'm going with him to get made points. I'm going with him, you know.
You're just not going to go with him to win the game. Which I'm okay with that. I'm going with Michael because I want to win the game. I want to win the finals.
But he wins the games. He's made it to 10 finals or 11 finals.
I think he's made it to 11, but, I mean, his record is, what, 4-6? No, he's made it to – no, 4-7, I think. So, I mean, I'll just do simple math. I know he's got 4 rings. Come on, man.
Oh, here's another great example. How about the first – 7 years of Michael Jordan's career, 6 or 7 years of Michael Jordan's career. Where was he?
I mean, he had no help, but he was balling.
So he needed help.
Yeah, everybody needs help.
But why?
LeBron needs help.
He's the GOAT. No, LeBron made it to the finals.
Come on, man.
Yeah, his fourth year in the league.
He's not winning. Yeah, he's not winning.
But he made it. Michael Jordan was a first round knockout like 6 years in a row.
Well, when you run into Hall of Famers that actually play defense and can score, it's pretty hard to do it all by yourself.
So the Spurs didn't have any Hall of Famers when
that's
LeBron
in the finals,
though.
That's in the finals. We're talking about round one.
So you don't think LeBron didn't face anybody
in the finals? Yeah, no, he played some studs in the finals.
Exactly. Michael Jordan didn't. He played a Charles Barkley led.
No, he played a Hall
Charles
of Famers.
Barkley led. Right, Charles Barkley's a Hall of Famer. Who else?
Clyde Drexler,
Hall of Famer,
God,
but that was
it. I just listed them off, and I forgot them all. Why would you do this to me?
He played Karl Malone.
Oh, Karl Malone.
Yeah.
And John Stockton.
John Stockton averaged like 10 points a game.
Hey, he's number one in assists.
In the finals.
You got to know your role, dude. Number one in assists.
But if you don't have anybody on your team that can score, it doesn't matter. That's the reason Jazz never won. They didn't get any other scores.
Well, they did make it to the finals.
They did. You're right.
Back-to-back years.
We're not talking about the Jazz, but my point is.
But do you know who beat the Jazz?
Who?
Say it with me. Michael Jordan.
You know who would have killed the Jazz? LeBron.
Stop.
James.
No, he wouldn't have. No, yeah. Karl Malone is taking what? LeBron to town.
So even if on every LeBron's team, on the Heat, on the Miami Heat, the Jazz beat the Miami Heat?
You mean the one that choked versus the Mavs?
Maybe. But it's a team game. LeBron still played well.
Well, all right. I mean, like, yeah, you got a point, but he also missed clutch shots and it didn't matter. He didn't win. We're talking about LeBron versus Michael. I guess we're talking about the teams right now. So, okay, that's fine. But I'm telling you, man. I know. And this is why it's so hard is because I think if you take that Miami Heat team and put them in Michael Jordan's era, I don't think they're really good. I don't know that they're champions. I don't know that the Bulls are
champions in this era.
And I'm okay with that argument. But right now, it's Michael Jordan versus LeBron. And in any era, I'm taking Michael Jordan over LeBron to start a team any day of the week.
And that's fine.
I need a winner. That's fine. I need a leader. I need someone that is clutch. And LeBron is none of those. Okay, winner, I'll give you that.
None of those?
But not the big games. He does not win the big games.
He's won four of them in this
and
era.
And lost six of them.
In this era where it's so hard to do.
I think it's hard in every era.
But I want I want longevity, all right? LeBron is still the best player in the world. Still.
Ooh,
all right, 18 years in, however long he's been. Still the best player in the world. And if not, the only argument I would take is maybe a Kevin Durant.
Where did Kevin Durant go? That was my next question.
So he's the second best player. That's at most. So he's either first or second, depending on who you ask, best player in the world, okay, right now, all right, at year 18, which means probably by the year 23, 24 is when he starts being like, okay.
You think he goes that deep?
No, I don't think he's going to have to. He could retire whenever he felt like it.
But the fact is,
when he does, if he does retire in the next 5 years, he's still retiring as one of the current best players in the NBA. And so, can we say that about Michael Jordan? Absolutely not. So I'll give you this: Michael Jordan had a better 6 years. He had a better 6 year run than any of the 6 years that LeBron had. But LeBron, longevity wise, is destroying Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, you got me on that. I don't know what you want me to say.
No, you gotta tell me. I already know.
The dude did retire, then come back and win three championships. Like, it was nothing.
All right, then you retired
again. I guess you got me on that. But I...
What? Cat got your tongue?
I just know when Michael Jordan was playing, the dude was the best, and there was no questions asked.
No. For 6 years, he was the best. In the 80s, he was not the best. He was a scoring champion, but you cannot say he was the best in the 80s, because where's his rings at in the 80s? Where's his even, like, he didn't even make it past the second round.
He had no help.
Neither did LeBron, but
you're telling me he was not the best player in the 80s in the league?
Not at first. I would say by year three he was. By his third year, when he started averaging 30 points a game, probably by year three, then yeah. Best offense. Yeah, well, he was a great defensive player too. So best player in the 80s. But LeBron's been the best player his entire career.
Isn't
who?
Kevin, no. I think Kevin, man.
Kevin Durant's been the best player over LeBron for the entire career?
No. Not his entire career.
If anything, he's
I'd say the last five.
No, heck no. Maybe this year. Maybe. How do you even judge this year?
He's not even playing.
Maybe this year, just based on how the his ability to score. Maybe this year, and maybe the 2 years he was with the Warriors.
If we're going scoring, if we're talking about scoring, I don't even know LeBron's top five in the NBA.
I give you that because he doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to be. But if he had to be, yeah, absolutely. With the fouls that they call and his ability to go wherever he wants, and his shooting has gotten so much better. And so since he first came in the league, so yeah, dude, he can get to the line whenever he wants. He could die. And because he's LeBron James, he's going to get the calls, just like Michael Jordan got calls.
Yeah, that's it. But they've earned that. That's both fair.
And I agree with that. But you have to take into account longevity when you think about the GOAT talk. Otherwise, I mean, somebody could come in, play six seasons, retire, got six championships, and is he the GOAT? I don't know. Because I think, how did you play later in your career? The other two people that got six championships dominated later in their career as well. And so that's, I mean, it'd be like, for example, here's a great example.
So how many good years did Michael have? You go.
I was just going to say that, like, we talk about, I know you love Tom Brady, and we talk about Patrick Mahomes a lot. If Patrick Mahomes would have won this year, went on to win four more, like, real quick. He won like 6 out of 7 years and then retired. Would we say he's the GOAT? He barely made it even 30 years old.
I think you'd make the argument.
You could make the argument, absolutely. But Tom Brady is playing in his 40s and still winning. And he has the same amount of Super Bowls. So it's like, the argument could be made, absolutely. But it's one of those, like, we'll never know. So I think you have to take into consideration greatest of all time, some longevity. And I mean, I'm sure you disagree, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who disagree, but...
Well, I just feel like you're saying Michael Jordan didn't have a good career.
No, I think he had
in a way. You're saying...
He had an amazing career. Yeah. If he's not one, he's two. He's your one, he's my two.
LeBron's my three. I'll throw that out there for anybody.
That's fine.
Because, truthfully...
And I already know who your two is.
Because we talked about it. And this is a talk for another day.
Absolutely.
I don't know when LeBron passed Kobe. I didn't get that memo. I didn't see it on Sports Center. I didn't get that memo at all. I'd go Michael 1A, Kobe 1B.
LeBron passed Kobe, I am a huge Kobe fan, and he is my favorite player of all time. LeBron passed Kobe when he went to 9 straight finals.
That doesn't do it for me.
And so
I don't know, it just doesn't do it for me.
LeBron passed Kobe and the fact that there was an injuries. Kobe had a lot of injuries.
I don't think you can hold that against him. And I
absolutely can, because that's part of the game.
They just don't do it for
me. If you get hurt and retire early, but you had the greatest season of all time, then you don't get to be like, well, you're the GOAT. No, you're not, because you didn't finish. And he finished. And don't get me wrong, like, Kobe's my man, but like, we're talking 1 and 2, and just based on his numbers and how long he's still dominating. And right now he's without Anthony Davis and he's dominating still. LeBron James is the GOAT.
No, dude, there's no way.
I would be heartbroken too if I just
at all
lost, but it's what it is.
How? Best argument is longevity. Saying, like, you got me there. Like, okay, fine.
Other than,
like,
rings,
that's the only good argument I think you have.
But that's a great argument, though. But other than rings, it is a great argument. I gave you the fact that Michael Jordan has six consecutive years. And it wasn't even consecutive, actually. He had three great years, then three great years.
Which is what's scary.
And so, yeah, but didn't happen. So we'll never know. We can speculate if we want to, but it's not reality.
To some degree, I almost think that
LeBron is reality. LeBron is reality. He went to 9 straight. So
just the 4-6 record,
whatever it was.
I think it was 9, maybe even been 10. I don't know. No, it's probably 9.
No, okay. He went in 07, and then he didn't go again until 11, and then he didn't go in 19. So it might have been 8.
So 4 and 6, like you're fine with that? Like you think
in
just making it to the finals, and I'm not trying to. I just don't know how to word it. You think just making it to the finals itself adds to your legacy?
I absolutely do. Because Jordan, he played 13 years and only went to 6 of them. So, yeah, they're in those 6.
Almost 50%.
During those 6, he was the best. LeBron's played 17 years and has been to 10 of them. That's over 50%.
But losing them doesn't matter. And I'll give you, he has lost to some really good teams.
That's fair. That's a difference maker for me.
But I also think he's just not clutch, and I don't really think he performs that well, at least earlier on in his career. He's definitely performed very well in the last few finals, but I think losing to Dallas, you can't do that. There's no excuse.
I agree with that. I agree with that. And I'm a Dirk fan too. I was actually kind of excited to see Dirk win one. I wanted Dirk to win one so bad. So before his career ended,
I
was happy about that. Actually,
I think he is 2 shots away from only having 2 rings. Too, I think Ray Allen helped save his legacy, and Kyrie Irving. And to me, if you're the best player on the planet, if you're the best player in ever, like he says, or whoever. You have to take that shot and make it. LeBron missed that shot and got lucky that they got the rebound and he dished to Ray Allen.
Didn't Steve Kerr bail Michael out? Didn't John Paxson bail Michael out?
No.
They didn't. They didn't win that game.
No. I don't think they did.
I'm telling you they did. I know
my lasting image of Michael is just when he made the game winner, game 6, the Jazz, the Utah Jazz, yeah. That's my lasting image.
I don't care what your lasting image is. The fact is, he made 6 finals.
I just don't think you can reward somebody like it. I mean, a participation award for making it. Like, I'm glad, LeBron, you've made it to the finals again. Here's your participation award. My thing is, though, is that I just don't think LeBron's clutch. And I think when it comes to the GOAT debate, I think you have to take that into consideration. Like, can you honestly say, you'd rather have LeBron take the final shot, game 7 of a finals, over Michael Jordan? I don't believe you. I also just think MJ is a better leader.
And I would say no. I would say no to that. But you know what? There's a lot of people that I would choose over Michael Jordan to shoot it too. I would choose Ray Allen to take the final shot as well. Because
Michael Jordan's best. I think he's the top for me.
Okay. And I hear you, but if during those 6 years, I 100% agree, Michael Jordan's the guy. Where was Michael Jordan's last second shots the other years? And so,
and I guess you got but he doesn't have any help. You talking about like before they went on that run, like when he was first starting off?
Yeah.
I mean, the dude was just balling.
You're right, he was, but your argument is if you're the GOAT, you take that shot and you make that shot. You didn't say you take that shot and make that shot if you have a whole bunch of help. If you're the, and so he didn't have help. That's out of his control. They got him help. He won his championships, but we're punishing LeBron for being great. He lost in the finals 6 times, won 4 of them. But the fact is that he made it to all of those. Mike made it to 6, won 6. You're a great champion. You're arguably the best. That's why we're having the argument. Arguably the best champion of all time. All right. But just because you're the best champion of all time doesn't make you the greatest player of all time.
I mean, I just don't really care that he made it to 10. If you make it to 5, but you don't win any of them, I mean, is that?
But he's won them.
He won four.
If he was 0-10, then yeah, you're right. Absolutely. He's nowhere in the discussion. But he's won 4 of them, which is only 2 away. And he's like got a great chance, as long as everybody stays healthy, to win number 5 this year.
And I'm still talking about, though, like I just don't think he's as clutch. I don't think he's a good leader. Final shot, you're really taking LeBron over Michael? Like, that's fine. You may say, no, I'm taking somebody else over Michael. But we're talking about Michael and LeBron. You have to have a three-pointer to win the game. Or just, no, just say a shot to win the game. You're taking LeBron over Michael Jordan.
Which Michael Jordan are we taking? Are we taking Washington Wizards Michael Jordan?
Well, I mean, we're talking about prime LeBron right now.
I would take any team LeBron over Washington Wizards Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I'll agree. Yeah.
I would take year one to year 18 LeBron.
I wouldn't.
Over year 12 and 13, Michael Jordan.
Okay, but you're picking like his worst years when he's old. Just say both in their prime for the sake of the argument. Both in their prime. I mean, my honest opinion, I think both of them probably got a great chance to make it. But I think in the biggest stage, in the biggest moment, I'm taking the proven winner, Michael Jordan, over LeBron, who I'll just be honest, I don't know that he's ever made a game winner in the finals. I know he hasn't. I think he's clutch to some degree, but he's definitely not Michael Jordan.
So when it comes to clutch, once again, Michael's the better scorer. I said that at the beginning of this. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the better scorer on the last second shot. But the greatest of all time, who do I need to make that key assist to set up the three-pointer, because Michael's not a historically great three-point shooter. And Michael Jordan's last-second clutch shots were not threes.
Okay, so just say so shot.
Your lasting image. But but that's only because you were down by one. If you're down by three and you need that shot to tie it, do you still go with Michael Jordan, who's not 100%. Historically great? Or do you 100%. Go? No, the Bulls didn't even go with Michael Jordan when they needed a three. They went with Steve Kerr.
Who was a better three-point shooter? Because Michael Jordan was triple-teamed.
But if you're the GOAT, doesn't matter.
Well, that's just a smart basketball play. You got two or three people on Michael
passing
Jordan.
It to Ray Allen wide open in the corner is a smart basketball play.
He didn't pass, though.
So, okay, Chris Bosh.
He bricked a three.
He's not a great three-point shooter either, though. So, I'm giving you your argument as far as the greatest scorer between those two.
No, I'm talking about clutch.
Okay.
Right here, but, clutch.
I mean, Kyrie Irving's clutch. He's not the GOAT.
So just clutchness doesn't matter to you at all?
I mean,
I'm fine with that.
It's a factor. Okay, clutch rebound. Who gets the clutch rebound? I pick LeBron James.
Can I pick Dennis Rodman?
No, you cannot.
Yeah, I'm going to pick LeBron.
Who gets the clutch assist? So, I mean,
I'm picking MJ.
So, no. What? No.
I think MJ for sure.
So, I mean,
I think it's close.
It is close, but and that's why we're having this discussion. It's one or two. And so, I mean, the factors that all the statistics, the over their career, and that's what I look at. If it was just, hey, pick these six seasons and tell me who the GOAT is. Pick six seasons of anybody's career and tell me who the GOAT is, because you have to take championships into account, then of course, it's Michael Jordan every time. Nobody comes even close.
But I don't understand why you're just saying those six seasons. I mean, the dude was dominant. I would say most of his entire career.
But he wasn't dominant enough to even get to the finals. LeBron was. And you would sit here and say, well, because he didn't have help. But your whole argument for why he's the GOAT is because of his rings.
LeBron only did that one time, though.
Did what one time?
Take a trash team to the finals.
How many times did Michael Jordan do it?
I mean, none. You got me. But
boom.
Again, he's
one to nothing.
Playing Hall of Famers.
So is LeBron. You don't think anybody LeBron's played as a Hall of Famer? I would say that the Hall of Famers in this era are better than the Hall of Famers in the 90s. When it comes to things like scoring. And yes, you're right. I already know what you're going to say. The game has changed.
Yeah, so I don't hate that. I would agree with that.
So it's a tougher game from the aspect of you just got more people that can score, because that's what the game has been revolved around now.
You just got better athletes.
You got better athletes. You got better shooters. The game is catered to putting up 150 points a night. All right. That's what LeBron has to go against. He's having to go against teams that were built with 5 3-point shooters on the floor. to where back in the 90s, it was built on if you're physical enough, they're not coming in that paint. But now they don't go in the paint anyway, so it wouldn't have mattered. The only person that's probably dominant in this era still, just because he would get, would probably be Shaq, but he was such a terrible free throw shooter that it wouldn't have mattered. I mean, LeBron would be dominant. I mean, Michael Jordan would be dominant too, but I think Michael Jordan would blend in a lot more.
Ooh, blend in
this era.
Just no way.
I mean, you said he's scoring, he's averaging 40
to 45.
Maybe.
I 100% agree with you. I believe that.
And he might. So he probably went, you're right. He probably wouldn't blend in, but he wouldn't be, he wouldn't have the same numbers that he had back then.
Where do you think he goes down at? Because dude's a very underrated defensive player.
Well, I think if you're averaging 45, you got some unhappy guys around you who's averaging 10. Because there's only so many minutes in the game. And so I'll take five guys averaging 20. And Michael's – so Michael's not going to have the rings that he has if he plays in today's, if he's averaging 45.
Why?
Well, because he's going to go against a Warriors team where everybody's averaging 30. They're not averaging 45. Only one player.
A few years ago, yeah.
Right.
But what team's he on? Like, I mean, are you putting him on a contender?
No, I know. I'm putting him on his Bulls team. So I don't.
Again, I think that's where we, and this is why this is so hard to debate. I think that's where you get into the eras type style. Does that make, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think if you put these teams in today's league, in the Jordan's era, I think some of them struggle. Because, again, it's just so much more physical, and you can get away with so much more.
And I don't hate that. I agree with that. But in today's era, Dennis Rodman fouls out in the first quarter.
And I
don't disagree. I think this generation would take LeBron, and I think the 90s generation would take MJ. And so, I mean, like you said, it's an impossible debate, but it was fun to do. And they're both the GOAT.
Mm.
And they're both GOAT-ish.
Yeah, thank you. Because he's still three on my list.
That's fine. That's fine. But he's the top three. He's number one on my list with Mike and Kobe following. And so, I mean, and then I'm sure there'll be people that we've completely forgot about and hadn't brought up. And they're like, how is Magic Johnson not up there? And so, I mean, you know, it is what it is. And it's a debate that everybody has, but you can't ever, there'll never be a winner. And I'm sure if I said, hey, at this time, I want you to make the argument for LeBron, I think you can make a great argument. And I think I can make a great argument for Mike. But when it comes down to it, LeBron's the GOAT. I'm glad we decided this. I appreciate your time.
Yeah.
And,
oh yeah.
And we should definitely, you know, agree that LeBron's the GOAT. So anyway,
not even the best in the NBA today.
He don't have to be the best in the NBA today. It's like year 18 for him, but he's second best. I still think he's first best, but I'll give you that and say, okay, he's second best. But once again, at year 18, I think he's the second best player in the NBA. In year 12 for Michael Jordan, he wasn't.
See, this longevity argument is such bullcrap, man.
You because you're losing.
I got nothing against it, but I mean, you got me on that. Like, hey, if you want the player that's going to last longer, the statistically speaking, leaving out the errors and whatnot. Hey, yeah, take LeBron, but I'd rather win for 12 years, 13 years.
He didn't win for 12 or 13 years. He won for 6.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So I said LeBron's only won for 4 then. I mean,
but his career's
six
still,
over 4.
His career's still going. His career's still going, and he's still great. So if LeBron wins 2 more then, he's the GOAT in your eyes?
No.
Wow. He's won longer, and he's won just as many.
Is he the main guy when he wins those other two? Like he's the reason why they win?
He's one of the reasons. But he's the reason why they've won up till now.
We'll see.
So, boom.
I know. I just don't think
heard it here first, again, ladies and gentlemen. He's LeBron James clutch. Is the GOAT. Will be the GOAT.
I'm going to
go down as tomorrow. The GOAT. I don't care. LeBron is the GOAT. We appreciate your time. This is Fifth Quarter Sports Show. We're out. Go LeBron.